all God's people said together. Amen.
Good morning. As we go into this first song of worship, something that keeps coming up that Pastor Mark was preaching on that last series of, you know, because of the gospel, and then now something I'm looking at in my ministry classes is the fullness of the gospel, right? That it's not just this, like, you're saved, like, you're justified. That's a huge piece of it, but it's more than that. Jesus is ministering to us and desires to minister to every piece of our lives, our body, mind, soul, spirit, all of these things. He is our Savior, our sanctifier, our healer, and our coming King. All of these things in one. All right, so this morning as we enter into his presence, may we just surrender ourselves to him and allow him to minister to us. Can we just open our arms and receive the blessings that he has in store for us, because they are so many and so good. May we not limit the blessings that he has in store for us. So I open up the altar this morning. It's always open, but just encouraging you to step up, step out in faith and receive what he has to give you. All right. I know a lot of us are weary or tired. This is not an easy life while we're here on earth, right? But the blessings that he has for us aren't just on the other side of eternity. They're even for now, whatever that may look like. So let us approach him this morning with expectations, but no agenda.
Jesus, come.
take a moment to just rest in His presence this morning. We just praise You in this moment, God. We seek You desperately in this moment, God, acknowledging that we need You for everything, Lord. We surrender every piece of our lives over to You this morning and trusting ourselves to You because You are so good, because You are so loving, our Abba Father, who desires to carry our burdens for us if we would just hand them over. And so, Lord, we do hand them over to You today. We trade our pain, we trade our sorrows for the joy and the love and the peace and the comfort and the hope that we have in You, Jesus. We rejoice in Your name, God. We love You, Lord. I'm trading my sorrows. I'm trading my shame. I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. I'm trading my sin. The joy of the Lord. Let's declare it together. Joy of
Giveth me
songs in the night. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, His child and forever I am. Declare it. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, His child. What blessed hope we have to be able to confidently make a declaration like that, His child and forever I am. That we have that kind of hope while everything else in this world is changing around us, when we can't have confidence, you know, even in the earthly relationships that we have and everything else that surrounds us, we can have confidence and place our hope and trust in the fact that we are His children. I was blind, now I'm seeing in color. I was dead, now I'm living forever. I had failed, but You were my Redeemer. I've been blessed beyond all measure. I was lost, now I'm found by the Father. I've been changed from a ruin to treasure. I've been given a hope and a future. I've been blessed beyond all measure. I am counting every blessing, counting every blessing, letting go and trusting when I cannot see. I am counting every blessing, counting every blessing, surely every season. There in the depths of my sorrows, You're my strength, my hope for tomorrow. I've been blessed beyond all measure. I am counting every blessing, counting every blessing, letting go and trusting when I cannot see. I am counting every blessing, counting every blessing, surely every season You are good to me. You are good to me. You are good to me. Surely Your goodness pursues me. Surely Your heart is still for me. See, I am counting every blessing, counting.
we stay just for a moment in this attitude of worship and praise, let me just encourage you. Sometimes it may feel a little bit odd to do this, but we sing and we lift our voices up together, right? Let us just praise the Lord with our voices out loud together and declare how he has been good to you. For some of you, it may just be a whisper. That's fine. Others, you may want to lift your voices loud, but let's just take the next minute or so and just lift up praise right where we're seated of how the Lord has been good to me personally. So take a moment. Let's just lift our voices together in praise of his goodness. Good. Lift the praises up. Tell him why he's good. Tell him how he's been good to you. Go ahead, tell him. Tell him you've been good. And Father, you have been good, continually good to us. It's your nature. It's who you are. You've been so good to us. You ran after us while we were lost, while we were yet sinners. You came after us through Jesus. And Father, even when we stray, you come after us. You're waiting for us. You never stop pursuing us. You are so faithful. You're so loving. You are so good. You are so kind. Your mercies, they never fail. They are new every morning. You're a God who is good, and you are with us to the very end of the age when we will be with you forever and ever and ever. We praise you as our good, good, good Father. Father, we count our blessings this morning. Father, often we look at what we don't have, and we choose this morning to say, Lord, we have been blessed beyond measure by our good, good Father, by our good, good God. We love you. We worship you. We praise you. We look forward to the ways that you will speak to us through your word. May we celebrate your goodness. May we celebrate what you have done for us through Christ. We praise you. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.